It is time for Second Shot with George Dunn and Evan Newsom. Second Shot, 2.5 shots.
Hi, it's me, the man with the plan, the George Dunn man. I'm back for another day of podcasting.
I am so aroused right now.
Who are you?
You remember? I'm Devin Newsom.
Oh, hi, Devin.
And I have a boner.
off to a good start, a good return.
Oh yeah, I can't believe you nailed that intro after so much time off.
I know. Like,
you've really come a long
way. I've
been
practicing.
You're impressing me right now.
I don't have
George.
Very much to do right now, so I've been practicing just that. How you been, Devin?
You know, I've been.
That
makes sense. I've been relaxing a little bit, taking some time off, and getting myself right, and quit drinking for a little bit, and I'm going to the gym now, getting swole.
Ooh, you are new. Pretty swole. I was gonna say you're pretty slimy, but now you look sweaty, which is good.
Yeah, you know,
it's like a healthy sweat.
Add a little sodium,
like Marion Cobretti. Yeah, a healthy sweat.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Really, is I want to avenge the world from death cults.
I just want to avenge sevenfold.
I want to finger 11.
Well, speaking of fingering 11, we are joined by my other co-host for my other podcast, Ryan Jones. How are you, Ryan?
I'm great.
What up, Ryan? Wait, you haven't?
I do have another podcast. It's also in the feed. It shows how much you pay attention to our podcasts.
Oh,
Devin.
I don't even know what the internet is. So.
This is basically going to be a battle for who gets to be my permanent co-host and what podcast is going to be the permanent one. One has a bit of a longevity where I don't have to book guests all the time. The other one is this one.
Ryan, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devin just gives it up.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm tired of this place. I'm fucking done.
I go to the gym now. I'm a gym guy.
Pretty swole.
What's up, Ryan? Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank nice you for meet. Having me.
So, Ryan, you you suggested the 1986 classic Cobra for us to watch today. It's going to be interesting talking about Sylvester Stallone in 2018.
Why is that?
Oh, you know, for reasons.
He's still relevant.
He's relevant for reasons, that's for sure. So what is it about, why Cobra, first of all? What's, like, of all the things you were so passionate about coming on to talk about Cobra? Like,
I don't really know, to be honest. It just rules, and it's really cool. And it's like every bad cliche from 80s action movies just had sex with each other, and Cobra came out.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, literally every bad stereotype of action movies.
As long as I've known you, it's this and Reanimator are the only things you talk about ever. And maybe some black metal band no one's ever heard of. But, like, it's I talk about other stuff. But, like, why Cobra over, like, another Stallone movie, like First Blood or Rocky or something like that? Like, why is it Cobra?
Well, in 2011, when Cobra was on Netflix, I'm not exaggerating, I watched it 50 times at least.
Was that the first time you had seen it?
Okay. And it just kind of stuck with me because it was so stupid. It's such a dumbass movie that, like, I had to keep watching it.
That's like once every 6 days. It's like once a week.
Yeah.
That's pretty,
pretty much.
Ryan has a lot of time on his hands. That's why we do a home improvement podcast. Devin, have you ever seen this movie before this?
No, I have not. I've seen other Stallone selections, but never Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of 80s action movies, but never came across this one. I don't know why.
What do you think of it?
That was interesting. it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Unintentionally.
Yeah.
Except for the ketchup on the French fries part. I think that was an intentional part of bit of comedy that was.
That both succeeded and failed at the same time.
Like, yeah.
the comedic aspect of like, do you need a life preserver joke? It's like, God, Dad, like, we get it. Like, you go to Applebee's a lot. Like, but the joke of him like looking at her after she keeps adding ketchup to it was pretty funny.
Like, that was a legit minute of like ketchup squeezing on top of those fries.
So you just watch this like on Netflix forever? Just like, that's where you found it? Like, what's your relationship with Stallone in general? I mean, I know this answer, but like,
No comment.
No,
I'm not answering that question because people.
You proposed
will get
mad Stallone. At me. You proposed a Stallone film. You can't just say no comment.
I love Stallone.
Okay.
He's second to Arnold.
I mean, that's entirely fair. Like, I mean, I was gonna say the same thing. Like, rewatching this one, because I'm like a recent Stallone convert. Like, I went back once. Right before Creed came out, I went back and watched all the Rocky movies, and then I'd seen First Blood because I'd never seen it before. And I love Stallone now. Like, I was always a big, like, eye-rolly, like, you know, macho bullshit kind of, like, fuck Stallone, you know, like, in his explosions and jingoism and all that stuff. Like, but God damn it, he's great. He fucking does exactly what he sets out to do every single time. Well, not every single time. I mean, there's definitely some...
He's the Vin Diesel of the 80s.
No. I guess. Like, because, like, if you wanted to say, like, The Rock is Schwarzenegger... I guess he is. I mean, but Vin Diesel's basically just done franchises at this point. Like, I don't know. I feel like Vin Diesel is much more kind and soft than Stallone would ever be. Like, this movie specifically is very mean-spirited and very brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is...
He's a dick.
He's a fucking monster. Like, I mean, like, this is, like, the distillation of, like, Trump's America. I mean, it's Reagan's America at this point, but, like, it's no different from now. This is a good guy with a gun. This
is a
good cop with a
gun. That was the last time America was great, if you ask me.
I mean, you're right. More Pepsi commercials, if you ask me. More warm Coors Light.
They advertise Pepsi and Coca-Cola in this movie also.
It's so weird. Placement. And Toys R Us.
It's like a long commercial, a 90-minute commercial
for
various products.
I mean, yes and no. Like, I mean, there's a lot of weird forced... like advertising in it, but like it, what they do with that advertising sometimes, like especially the Pepsi neon light outside of his house, makes some really cool stylistic like visuals. Like, I mean, the neon lighting, like we were talking, Ryan and I were talking about this earlier, but like how Nicholas Winding Refn apparently is a big fan of this movie.
That makes sense.
Drive,
Only God Forgives. Yeah, Only God Forgives.
And you can see it, like, especially in this movie, like there's a lot, this movie's stylized as fuck, and it looks good. Mm-hmm. It is, like, a really, really well-made movie.
It looks good.
I mean, it's goofy as all hell, and, like, it's like, very not self-aware, but, but man, it's fucking, it's, like, a good movie, which is, like, hard to say, because this movie's objectively bad, but it's really well-made. Like, for what it's trying to portray.
Yeah, I mean, well made in some aspects, but terribly made in a lot of others.
Like what?
Like the writing.
I mean...
acting. the slasher dude was, like, kind of good. That one scene at the end.
Yeah, I mean, he's chewing up that scenery like crazy. He's just fucking hamming it up like no other. Because, like Stallone is fascinating because, putting aside all the issues and the problems with Stallone for a second, he's really fucking smart and really good when he wants to be. Like, you rewatch Rocky, that movie is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't overstate how good that movie is. And even, like, Creed, like, he's really good in Creed. I mean, there's a reason he got that Oscar nomination.
He did get nominated.
And he's he's a big Trump thumper and like he's you know, super problematic, but like when he wants to be, he's like weirdly progressive at the same time. especially with Creed, like handing off Creed to basically just an entire black cast. It's the only Creed or a Rocky movie that he didn't write. And I mean, Rocky was like the movie that made him. Like he, like, I mean, I'm sure you guys know the story of him like selling his dog and all this stuff, like to get Rocky made. But I don't know, man. I really, really like Stallone.
That just makes me like hate him even more. You don't fucking sell your dog.
Well, he bought it loves back. You.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole thing. Devin, come on.
But you still.
Know. No, there's a story like he had to make ends meet and stuff, and like he refused to let anybody else play Rocky and things like that. And he was like having a struggle, so he had to sell his dog because he just couldn't afford to take care of it.
I'm being harsh on him because I've always enjoyed Rocky growing up and First Blood. I didn't watch that growing up though.
When was the first time you saw First Blood?
Probably 2010, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, this is coming from a person who was wearing a Kanye West T-shirt last night, I guess. So like, I understand. I guess I can go along with liking his art, but not enjoying him as a person.
No, I mean, I definitely get people who wouldn't be able to. I struggle with it a lot. It's like Mel Gibson as well. Like, it's hard to watch Mad Max movies now because Mel Gibson's a fucking monster, or Lethal Weapon, or any of that. Like, at least with Mel Gibson movies, he pretends to be a good guy, whereas in like Stallone, like specifically Cobra, I mean, he's just laying it all out there. He's like,
oh, yeah.
Here's the good guy with the gun thing that I believe, and like just fucking kill all. we were joking like of him coming up in his car behind the Latino characters and just pushing their car and basically just bullying them for absolutely no reason.
And he like rips the dude's shirt.
Yeah, he bullies them into submission, and that's when he compliments them, is when they do exactly what he wants them to do. Like, he's Cobra is the fucking worst. Like, he's a monster. But this movie's fun as shit. Like, it is like that kind of like you turn off your mind, have fun with it kind of movie.
Yeah.
But
I was kind of emotionally invested from the beginning with the shooter being inside the grocery store, because there was that whole shit with like Trader Joe's that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, because I work at Trader Joe's. I don't know if I can say that, if my company prefers me to talk about it or not, but I work at a grocery store where there was a fucking shooter in California. I wasn't at that store, but all that shit's been going down. So like seeing that instantly, I was like, oh fuck, we got to fucking kill the bad guys. We got to take the bad guys down, like right from the opening scene. So like the whole movie, I was rooting for Marion Cobretti.
I just love that his name is Cobretti. They're just like, get the Cobra. What's your Ryan? What, like, I want to know more about your like for this movie. Like, why? Like, I keep asking the same question, but like, give me moments of the movie that you like. Like, specifically. Oh my god,
the scene when he gets it to his house for the first time, and he throws the newspaper in the grill and then pulls out frozen pizza and cuts it the wrong way. If anyone knows anything about me, I've probably talked to them about this scene like hundreds of times, because it still blows my mind. I've seen it like 700 times and I endlessly talk about it.
Because he cuts it lengthwise instead
of widthwise. He cuts it horizontally instead of vertically.
Yeah. It's dumb.
With a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
And then he eats the part without the crust.
Yeah.
But which also, is like the crust is a handle.
It's also frozen solid.
Why
it's
did
insane.
He cut it anyway? Because it's also just like a already single the size of a single slice of pizza.
Single slice of California pizza.
Yeah.
Like, they're not that big. Although that box that it's in is way too small for that size of that slice.
Yeah.
So that either that slice was like one of three.
I mean, yeah, sometimes they sell a few slices in a box, you know?
Yeah. But why would he freeze it? Why would he buy it and then just freeze it?
Because he doesn't play by the rules, man.
He kind of also cuts it with scissors. Who knows?
I liked his partner, who just looked like a cabbie.
The guy from Dirty Harry.
Yeah, and
nobody's from.
Yeah, he's Clint Eastwood's partner in Dirty Harry too. There's two people from Dirty Harry in this movie.
He's also Poppy in Seinfeld.
Oh my god, he is! Yeah. I never realized that.
I was just like thinking about him peeing on his couch the whole time.
I don't know your Seinfeld references.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't get it.
Sorry, George. One's not for you.
He just always reminds me of, what's his name from Scrooged? The cabbie in Scrooged. I can't remember his name now. I'm blanking on his name. He's also in Better Off Dead. The guy who snorts snow.
I don't know your Scrooge references,
yeah,
George.
I've never seen those films.
Oh, your Bill Murray movies, get your shit together. I don't know. I really enjoyed this movie. I've only seen it once before. And the first time I watched it, I'm like, eh, whatever. It was like the first half, the whole stuff with the grocery store, fucking great.
Yeah.
Like it's so
there's so many good lines in that scene.
I don't shop here. It's like gonna blow up the
I like how he snuck store. Down he snuck down the one aisle just to like drink the beer and throw it. And then he immediately leaves to go to another part of the store. What's the point of that?
Yeah, I didn't like I was like, oh, maybe he's trying to make him like run out of ammo or something like that. Nope, it's just so he can get up. How did he get in that freezer? Is there two doors in that freezer?
Yeah,
because he just comes out of a freezer. Like, so like his car is fucking his car's like license plate is awesome thing. 50. Like what?
he's a dorky tough guy.
He's so cool.
He is pretty cool. I'd hang out with him.
I'd let him shoot me.
What because this is the same director as First Blood Part 2. And this is the year after. And you can see, like, especially at the end with the shootout, it's very Rambo-esque. Like, just shots of a gun going off and then just off-screen or, like, cut to a guy falling over. And you're like, oh, he got shot. Okay. Pretty lazy. The guy fucking did Tombstone. Tombstone's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
He did Leviathan, too.
I don't know Leviathan.
It's like Alien Underwater.
Ooh.
It's really bad. Daniel Stern's in it.
You're selling me a lot.
I can't remember who else is in it, but I love it. It's really good. Peter Weller's in it too.
Yeah, no, how is that a bad movie? There's no way that's a bad movie.
Well, like it's a fun bad movie.
I need to watch that. Art LaFleur, everybody's favorite.
Yeah, dude.
What do you guys got to talk about?
I did really enjoy the final showdown. I thought, what's his face who played the bad guy, the big bad, had some good dialogue. And then the fight, like being in that foundry, like it kind of reminded me of, Revenge of the Sith a little bit,
Yeah. Or Terminator 2 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, hey, we only have a certain amount of money. we need to like get production value. I mean, that's the funny thing is like he, not to get all like cracked on you guys, but like. The like Cobra hooking that guy and throwing him into the furnace. Like, not only did he kill those guys, basically destroy that entire town, but that factory is inoperable for at least 2 months because they have so many human remains in their like, whatever they're making, steel. I don't know. You have to clean that out. Like,
do you?
I don't think they would.
There's like chemical balances you have to have with that kind of stuff, depending on what they're making. But they're very clearly making some sort of steel because there's the moment where like he's gonna push his head into the molten steel or whatever with the knife, you know, at the end. And you can't just have human flesh or human remains in your steel.
I mean, you
it just burns up.
Yeah.
No, it's not how that works.
Maybe.
No, I'm not going to say that. That's offensive.
What? Say
maybe,
it, Ryan.
Maybe that's why the Twin Towers fell.
There was
that was offensive, Ryan. Please stop.
I told you it was offensive.
I don't know. It was a cool scene, I thought. And, he saved one person's life. So he saved Bridget Nielsen. So who cares if those people are out of work for 2 months?
That's right.
Yeah,
needs of the many outweigh needs of the few outweigh the needs of the many, right, Spock?
Mm-hmm.
Brigitte Nielsen. You said she was a babe.
Dude, she's a 10 out of 10 in this movie.
Yeah.
Her hair, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to die on this hill.
You can die on that hill. What a... She reminds me of like a half-assed Sigourney Weaver in this movie, like specifically in Ghostbusters. Like Sigourney Weaver, 80s Sigourney Weaver specifically, is like total babe, like for sure. But Brigitte Nielsen, I have never found attractive.
Well, I haven't either because she had that weird haircut like in Rocky IV. But like, I don't know, I like the long curly hair.
I liked when she was like dating Flava Flav.
That's my favorite show. Surreal Life.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
What was the show they had after that?
He did the Flavor of Love show after that, yeah, and she came on.
I thought they had a show together. It was just those two.
Oh, did they?
I think so. I think it was before Flavor of Love, but after Surreal Life.
I don't know. I don't recall. I don't recall.
James Quall. I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? I keep like taking up the conversation. Like, but, like you have so much, Ryan. You talk about this movie all the time. Talk about it. Come on.
Do you really want me to open up about it?
All right. Fun. Well, that's what this is about.
The Axe Cult is the coolest thing ever, and like I'm obsessed with that, and I would love to have my own Axe Cult.
That's never like explained as to what it is. It's just a bunch of people slapping axes together.
It's just the boys going down to the abandoned pool and smacking axes, dude.
There's no like plot to this movie, even. It's just like bad guys and good guys. Like,
yeah, and then just cops who just don't understand Cobra's ways.
Yeah, I liked the Shining scene.
Yeah, that whole sequence is really good. Like, it turns into like a horror movie for a little bit. It was like really well made.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that part. We'll sit in silence. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, this is like, I mean, it wouldn't have been the movie I picked to get people to like Sylvester Stallone, blah. Mm-hmm. But I think it actually worked. Like, I kind of liked this movie.
Yeah, you seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
That's usually what people say after I force them to watch it with me.
You do the Clockwork Orange style thing.
Yeah, that's literally what I've done before.
Force their eyes
with
open.
With my friends.
That's why you don't have any friends anymore.
All these Kubrick references.
Shut up, dude.
Oh, boy. So, that was what we were reading. The one of the trivias on this movie. This movie is based on a book called Fair Game, I think, right? Written by Paula Gosling.
Okay.
And when the movie came out, Stallone had basically rewritten the movie so much that he wanted to re-release the book, but he wanted to be credited as a co-author on the book for whatever reason, even though he doesn't change the book. It's so weird. Like, and Paula Gosling just said no.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, because this was originally supposed to be Beverly Hills Cop.
I wrote your book, right? I fucking wrote it.
Yeah, this was supposed to be originally Beverly Hills Cop, and then Stallone took the script and took out all the comedy because he was supposed to be the Eddie Murphy character in Beverly Hills Cop.
Can you imagine how good
Beverly Hills Cop would have been if it was with Sylvester Stallone?
And like totally serious?
No, the same exact movie, but with Sylvester Stallone.
It would not be as good.
I would love to see Sylvester Stallone put a banana in someone's tailpipe three times in one movie.
And shit. That'd be funny.
Don't talk shit about Judge Reinhold.
I'm not. Okay. I'm saying that'd be cool. It's like a dream combo.
I do like in Beverly Hills Cop when it's clear that there's like this 300-pound stunt double filling in for Eddie Murphy. You're just like, that's not fucking Eddie Murphy.
Have you watched Beverly Hills Cop recently?
I started it like a year ago.
It's not very good.
While I was falling asleep.
It's not terribly funny.
It is.
You think so? I really... like, banana in the tailpipe? That's not even funny. Like, I don't understand how that's even like...
It's a euphemism for anal sex.
Oh, that's why. Okay, yeah. Gay stuff. I get it. That's why Eddie Murphy likes it.
Yeah.
It's a gay joke.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
He got caught with a transvestite prostitute one time.
Beverly Hills Cop 2, I remember really liking, though. I don't remember that one. Or 3, was it 3? No, it was 2. It was 2. Because 3 was on TV all the time, but
yeah,
2 popped up every once in a while. I like that one. Boy, you guys are chatterboxes today.
You know, it's just a sleepy rainy Tuesday.
Yeah, it is really warm in here and sleepy.
Yeah. Hot. We got drunk last night, and I haven't drank in a while, and I got drunk last night, and I'm hungover, and I'm grumpy. Not really grumpy.
You're so grumpy, Devin.
I'm always such a crab.
Mr. Crab. What scenes did you like in this movie? Like, what do you think is the standout scene of this movie?
The standout scene to me was the foundry scene sequence.
At the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Night Slasher's monologue just rules.
Yeah.
I love it.
The pig stuff?
Yeah, the pig.
Let's bleed, pig!
Kept calling him pig.
Like it that. Rules.
Yeah. Say, I watch your eyes.
Mouth. Yeah. You want to go to hell? Oh, pig!
You want to go to hell with me?
You want to go to hell with me?
Did they, like, pitch his voice down or something?
I think that's
just his voice.
Is that weirdly low?
Sounds like yeah, he sounds like really goofy. Yeah. What is he from? I'm going to look him up.
He's in Joe Dirt, and he was in an X-Files episode.
He was playing the Buffalo Bill character in Joe Dirt. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That totally makes sense. Because I was watching this and I'm like, he sounds like fucking Buffalo Bill.
I haven't watched Joe Dirt in front of her either.
It rules. It still holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
We will do an episode on that because I don't have very fond memories of it.
I would love to do an episode on Joe Dirt.
He's in Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
I will not watch Joe Dirt 2 though.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they made a Joe Dirt 2. Is that a Crackle original?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What else is he in? He's in Joe Dirt, Dragon Quest. Ooh, he's in some NCIS episodes. They did make a video game out of it, yeah. Ooh, he's in some episode of Charmed. Order. Oh, The Order. Remember that movie? With Sebastian Stan? From, like, 2001, where there are male witches.
Yeah, it's about time.
Oh, shit, he's a bounty hunter in X-Files. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the like, cyborg, whatever, robot, alien.
He's an alien, yeah. He's yeah, okay. Weird. All right. They're, like, bad episodes of the X-Files, but cool. And then just a bunch of nothing, just a bunch of TV. Here's some Buffy.
Just like a character actor.
Yeah, seems that way. He's in a TV series of Alien Nation. Cool. I don't know, guys. What else did you like, Ryan? Look, give me a scene. Something to work off of.
Oh, shit. I'm blanking now.
Oh, you got so much, man. Axe Cult, grocery store... Like, there's a fucking fire range, a gun range, in the middle of the police
office. There's a lot of really ridiculous things in this movie.
They're all glass windows. Like
the roadside gag gift store.
Yeah. There's, like, a lot of weird non-sequiturs. Like,
I really think it was just Stallone thinking these things were funny. Be like, put it in the movie, I'll hand him a big hamburger and ask her to eat it.
In the parking garage chase scene with the random business dude walks out and is like, what?
Axed in half.
Not only that, but the whole conversation is, why don't you sleep with me so you can get famous?
Come on, you'll further your career if you like, fuck me.
Zero subtlety. I just want you to get what you want. Just fuck me.
This movie is really relevant to today. Like, there's fucking mass shootings and fucking... grimy entertainment business executives and fucking
Stallone knew.
Yeah, he's a fucking genius, dude.
Maybe he's right.
He's an
maybe
author.
We should vote for Trump,
or maybe we should just allow the police to shoot every civilian that they please.
That's true too. That really is the thesis of this movie: is that good guys with a gun are always right.
Well, I mean, in this instance, he was right.
Yeah.
And his dumbass bosses were wrong.
Even the Night Slasher, Night Stalker, whatever the fuck his name is like, they're just going to let me out. They're going to get me. They're going to call me insane.
They'll say I'm insane. Pig.
He spits so much in that scene. I love it, dude.
I wish I could dress up like him. Like, I love that scene when he's sharpening his knife and he's like flexing really hard. Like, veins are popping out of his head.
And his shirt's just so fucking dirty.
It's just covered in sweat and. It's awesome.
Then when he dyes his hair black.
With those glasses. He looks so cute in those glasses.
Because I'm like, what? I don't understand why in movies, especially these kind of movies, where people, like, dye their hair, they always have to make some impromptu hair dye. They can't just go to, like, Walgreens or something. Just pick it up for, like, $10. Like, just get a box of it. It doesn't make any sense. Like, he had, like, charcoal. that he put in his hair.
But that wouldn't be cool. Could you imagine a scene of like the Night Slasher waiting in line at CVS while
yeah, it'd be fucking
like
great.
A 16-year-old rings him out and he's just like, oh, it's for my cult.
No, I don't. I don't want to sign up for a CVS card.
Can I get a 3-pack of Swisher Sweets too?
Can I get some beef jerky?
I'll take the Skittles. Pig.
What kind of beef jerky would you like?
Pig.
Pig beef jerky. I want the pig beef. Oh man, that scene should be in the movie. That would have been my favorite scene, probably.
Him ordering a meal. It's like, I'll have the pig. I wanted more of him.
Oh, dude, me too. Every time I've watched that, I'm hoping that, I don't know. I wish I could experience it again for the first time.
Yeah. This movie's really cynical.
Him trying to...
It's a very dirty outlook.
Yeah. It is very, like, Dirty Harry, but, like, almost worse. Like, it's like if Dirty Harry were just, like, had watched Dirty Harry, and you're like, yeah, you're right. And then just, like, develop from there, like, in high school. Like, just always internalize all of its feelings.
Do you think Cobra cried ever?
No, because he's not Rambo. Rambo cries.
Cobra
Rambo
cries
at the end of the first one.
Do you think if he got Ingrid pregnant, he would cry at the birth of baby Marion?
No.
I don't think so either.
I think
he would smile. And then
hey, it's a little mean.
put a toothpick in his baby's mouth.
Could you imagine like him holding hands with a little baby dressed up in a leather coat and a toothpick in its mouth with aviator sunglasses?
Baby Cobra.
Yeah.
Oh my God! How is that not like a cartoon series, like a Saturday morning series?
Well,
they made a cartoon series off of Rambo.
I could DM him on Instagram and get the ball rolling.
Baby Cobra.
It's like, hey, you remember Son of the Mask? We should do that with Cobra.
Alan Cummings is coming back, too, and Jamie Kennedy, and also the dog.
They'll CGI Jamie Kennedy's head onto Baby Cobra, and he'll play Baby Cobra.
I just want to see a baby with aviator sunglasses. That's all I want. And
you
like a toothpick.
You could do that right now. I guarantee.
Yeah, I could probably Google that.
Maybe not the matchstick.
I'm going to look that up real quick. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to look up Baby Cobra. And see what comes up.
What other kind of snakes do you like?
Well, Cobra is my favorite. I like Solid Snake too.
Yeah, that's a good snake.
What about you?
I like Dodge Vipers.
Hell yeah,
those are pretty dope. I like that snake from Harry Potter too.
Oh yeah, Basilisk. That snake's cool.
Yeah.
This is not the image I was looking for.
I don't like Voldemort's snake that kills Severus Snape.
Nagini,
yeah.
Yeah, I know Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I just
Did
typed
you know
in
it's his birthday.
Cobra.
It is his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
38
years
Harry
old.
Potter.
Shout out Harry Potter.
I just typed in Cobra costume baby, and it's just literally babies dressed like snakes.
Well, we could just like have a kid. The three of us, three men and a baby, and the baby could be Cobra.
And so there's a ghost in my window and everything.
It's a crossover between Cobra and Three Men and a Baby.
Leonard Nimoy's dead, though, so it can't really work.
Dude, I don't care. We'll hologram him.
Yeah,
CGI. It's true. He's not in the movie, so it doesn't really matter. He just directed it. But
I'll direct it.
I want to give the man his proper dues.
Well, we'll give a rest in peace.
We'll
at
get
the
Tom
end.
Selleck and Steve Guttenberg.
I'm playing Steve Guttenberg's character.
Well, of course you are, Ryan. Of course you are.
He rules.
Tom Selleck's playing me.
Who's the other guy? Oh, Ted Danson. Ted Danson. Yeah, I'm definitely Ted Danson.
Yeah, you're Ted Danson.
I fuck. Like, I'm definitely Ted Danson. Three Men and a Little Girl. Ugh, that one's not good. It's also a creepy name.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's sexist.
Oh, man. We should watch Three Men and a Little Baby. And a baby. Three men and a baby.
Wait, so the first one's called Three Men and a Baby, and the second one's Three Men and a Little Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is baby mean boy in the Three Men and a Baby?
No, it's a girl
cinematic
in...
Cinematic universe.
The baby's a girl in the movie.
No, I've never seen it.
Really? I watched it a lot when I was a kid.
That doesn't surprise me.
Because I always mix it up with Ghost for a little bit.
What?
I don't know.
The Patrick Swayze movie?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know, because they look kind of similar.
How do you mix those up?
They just look similar. I don't know.
What?
Ghost scared me, though, when I was a kid. Because I watched that scene at the end where the shadow ghosts take that guy down to hell. I was like, cool.
Want to go to hell with me?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have much to say on. Like, I really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah,
I think
everybody
like,
should watch it.
I think it's really shitty. It's objectively bad.
Or high and watch it. That's the best. From experience, I can attest to that. It's the best way to watch it.
Yeah, it is a good beer movie. It's like have some friends over, have some beers.
Turn on Cobra.
Turn on some Cobra.
Have some King Cobras.
Because it's a canon movie. Like, have you guys either have you seen the documentary on canon films?
Yes.
No.
It's really good. Watch it. It's called Electric Boogaloo. But I didn't know because this movie made like $100 and some million. Like it was really successful, which is not like canon movies don't really make that. I mean, like Masters of the Universe and Xanadu and stuff like that. Like, but yeah, I think this is one of the better made canon movies, like because it's cheap, but it doesn't look cheap. I don't think it ever really looks cheap. I think it looks very 80s, but it's always very stylized. And even the tone shifts of like going from an action movie to a horror movie to a cop drama to whatever. Like I think they all flow pretty well, and each scene works the way it should for the most part. I think the action is kind of who gives a fuck. Like it's just, you know, Stallone shoots off screen, then we cut to another person falling over.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think this is a really, really well-made shitty action movie. It's not as good as Rambo, not even close. I'm sorry, First Blood, not Rambo, but like, or you know, any of the good Stallone movies. I still haven't seen Tango and Cash. I haven't seen I know that one's not. I know that's like a whole other conversation with Stallone. The movies like it's like a Don't Throw Mama from the Train or Stop or My Mom Will Shoot and stuff like that. Like
what a good. That's another good guy with a gun.
I've never seen Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
It's okay.
I can't bring myself to watch that one.
I'm gonna probably watch Over the Top soon.
Well, Cannon did Over the Top as well.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I've never seen Over the Top, but
it rules.
Yeah, you gotta watch
this era of Stallone when he was at his most egotistical.
Well, that's the thing is like Stallone's fascinating because he'll go up and down. Like he'll do Rocky and he'll do First Blood and he'll do these like thoughtful action movies that you know have like something to say, and then he'll just go and do Cobra and Over the Top. And like he and then he'll come back with like Rocky Balboa and Creed, but then he does Expendables, and then he does Expendables and Escape Plan and stuff like that, where it's like who gives a shit, nothing movies, which is fine. Like I mean, he's an action guy. That's I mean, Jason Statham doesn't do thoughtful movies, but I love Jason Statham. I don't know. I find Stallone to be fascinating, even if he is entirely problematic and kind of hard to defend in any single way. What's your relationship with Stallone, actually? Because I know you said you watched Rocky.
Growing up watching Rocky, I was a fan of his, and that was basically it. Like, I thought he was cool growing up, and, just was a fan of Rocky all the time. Like, that's mainly it. But I did not like the Expendables, and I grew to hate him over time once I found out what type of person he was.
Yeah, it's understandable. But,
I just hear he's like a jerk to like normal people too.
Yeah, he seems like a fucking asshole. Like he seems like the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Was it Cradle the Balls and Work the Shaft?
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
There's audio of someone giving him a blowjob in one of his trailers.
No
oh my
shit.
God, that rules!
And I think it was on one of the Rocky movies or maybe one of the Rambo movies, and it's just audio. He's like, "Oh yeah, Cradle the Balls to Work the Shift."
God, that's so cool.
And that's in
so
Lady Dynamite. In the first season, they make a song out of it. And how it's like, yeah, I remember that. Cradle the balls and work the shaft.
I remember when you just kept posting on my Facebook, looks like Rocky boobs on every picture I'd post.
Or I did
on,
that?
On Instagram. Yeah, you were just like, I posted a picture of my Arizona trip. I posted like a picture of like some rock formations out there. And you're like, looked like Rocky boobs. And then so I kept, you kept posting that on every picture I posted, no matter what it was. And then so I finally found a picture of Stallone, like 50-year-old Stallone, like opening his shirt. I'm like, that's some Rocky boobs right there.
He's thick, man.
He's thick with a couple C's on the end of that word.
Yeah, he's a man for sure. You still haven't seen Creed, have you?
No.
Yeah. You need to watch Creed, man. I know we've talked about it at nauseam, but
I will eventually. I'm bad at watching movies. I watch TV shows.
We'll do a Creed episode just so we can make you watch it.
But that's, I mean,
I know it's completely against the whole topic of the show.
We could just like hang out and watch it. Like it doesn't that have too. To be for an episode. Like we can have a real life.
I forgot how friends work.
Yeah. Which is like funny because you got me with that yesterday when we went to get food.
She's like, maybe we should talk about this later. I'm like, you know, we're at a bar. We can just talk.
We're just talking about nothing even related to the show. We're just talking about nerdy shit. And I'm like, well, maybe we should wait.
We just sit in silence. Yeah.
We can't save it for the podcast.
You guys have any closing statements? I don't have much else to say about Cobra other than I really like it and that Tombstone's really good.
I'm looking for people to join my axe cult. So if you want to come hang out in pools and stuff and bang axes with me.
I'm down. I have a foam axe.
That works as long as it makes a cling cling noise.
It's got some spikes on it. It doesn't make a cling cling noise.
You can just get an app for that.
But it's got bloody spikes on it.
All right, cool. Ooh. Yeah, if you want to join my axe cult, DM me on Instagram.
Slide into his DMs.
Please. No one ever does.
You got to get that axe cult tattoo.
Oh, I'm going to. I've already made up my mind. I'm going to. Because I'm dedicating part of my skin to Cobra.
It's all just snake skin and then just one little like matchstick.
No, I'm going to do a chess piece of Stallone with the glasses on.
We get snake skin and a little snake face on my penis.
Hell yeah.
All right, and Devin, that's the show. That's the show, everyone.
Final thoughts for you. This is a hit or a miss.
It is a hit, and it makes me want to get a snake tattoo on my penis.
Nice, dude.
That's the goal of Cobra.
No, it was a good movie, and I laughed at it, and it was entertaining. Like that was one of the most like brutal ending deaths ever. Yeah. Like that was pretty badass. So yeah, hit.
Cool. About yeah, movie. This is a hit for me. Yeah, I enjoy this movie. I think regardless of its subject material, and regardless of my feelings on Brigitte Nielsen, I enjoy this movie. I think it's very fun, very good late night drunk movie. I don't think I'd ever watch this alone. I watched it alone the first time, and I'm like, yeah,
too scary. I can't watch that. Turn the lights on.
I was too spooked out. but yeah, no, I it's a hit, man. I like this movie. I like this movie. Well, Ryan, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for talking.
Thank you. You got anything you want to plug?
Listen to the other podcast that I host and George is the co-host on.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pod Improvement. It's not that funny, but we try.
Yeah, we try. I mean, it's not...
I just have to say, like, it's worth a listen for the theme song alone. Because that is a work of art. It's a masterpiece.
Thank you. I made that myself. Other than that, Devin, you got anything you want to talk about?
I would like to plug my podcast called Second Shot Podcast.
Never heard of it.
It's way better than Ryan's podcast. And no, I'm just kidding.
It is.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Fuck no. Follow me on Twitter at NewsOnDevin. Instagram if you want, whatevs. Gonna be in a Old Souls video coming out soon. Their record release show is August 14th at Mahal's. Go check that out. They're doing some good stuff. Really good tunes. So yeah,
good stuff. Pod Improvement, secondshotpod@gmail.com. Our number is in the show notes, all that good stuff, anything you need to talk to us about. All right, well, we will be back next week with something, talking about something. But until then, we'll see you then.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah. Say it at first, so maybe forget it until I get